Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
This just in. DJ Trapper John has been allegedly seen in the Atlanta area. He has been sighted hanging with the notorious group alias Hot Talk Radio. Some of the members are Lady Libra, a.k.a. Queen Super Bitch, DJ Swerve G, a.k.a. Dr. TD, Big Baby, a.k.a. DJ Yeah Ho, and someone by the name of DJ Pimpin' Sweet, a.k.a. Yeah Yeah. Please give us a call if you see any of these members. 800, stand the fuck down, ho.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond.
Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Travel John. Hot Talk Radio, let's go.
I'm just saying, this is Hot Talk Radio. Y'all already know what to do, man. 917-889-8677 is the calling number, man. Fuck with your boy, Hump Day in the Hood, man. We're going in. This is What If Wednesday. You know, life is full of ifs, you know. What if that, what if this. But we're just going to go through the scenarios of what if, you know.
Would you like me to read the topic for you since you sound like you, you know what I mean? What if alcohol didn't exist? Would you be a better person? I'll read the opening topic before I go in on your ass. It's Hump Day in the Hood on Hot Talk Radio, live from the trap with DJ Trapper John and the motherfucking Cut. It's What If Wednesday? What if money didn't matter? What if your friends acted like your pets? What if men gave birth instead of women? What if God was one of us? What if video games were real? Well, what if there was no such thing as marriage? What if there was no government? What if Hot Talk Radio didn't exist? The world would be in total chaos. I'm going to go ahead and answer that question now.
What if? Well, we need to know what if. You know,
what if
there was no money? I mean, well, we go back to the barter system and just trade, you know. Just, you know, I bring you some potatoes, you give me some onions. You know what I'm saying? I bring you, you know.
I eat some pussy, you give me some food. I mean.
Yeah, shit like that. You know what I mean? Trade off.
That's what you want.
Exactly. Fuck it. Nigga be throwing motherfucking eggs at the strip club.
So I'm saying, if there wasn't no money, how would somebody that's about their cash survive?
Gave that bitch that blue. He say that he real. I think that he lying. Trying to trick me out that paper. Must be out your mind. You think that he ballin'. That son gon' make you lose some. Just got me a chopper. Call that bitch a snooze button. Ballin' up your fist. You must think you scared something. You must not know about me. Trust me, you ain't scared nothing. You think that you gangsta. I think that you not. You just talk too much. I'm trying to get that guap. Trying to play like you tough. That's gonna get you shot. Them goons out there lurking. You better watch your mouth. Let go get that money. Let go get that fetty. Let go get that guap. I don't think they ready. Make money, money, make money, money, money. Take money, money, take money, money, money. Okay, now let go get that loot. Let go get that moolah. Let go get that shit. Get what happened. Make money, money, make money, money, money. Take money, money, take money, money, money.
Disrespect my grind, pussy, you don't wanna play with that. Not a mailman, but I be just with that paper at. Y'all niggas some fucking ducks, flexing, but you broke as fuck. Pockets looking weak to me, you better get your hustle up. Getting guala flipping it. You know I'ma double up. I don't know you niggas if you ain't up in my huddle, bruh. Now you looking stupid, I didn't mean to bust your bubble, but count loyalty and rate is great. Y'all in trouble, bruh. If you spending money, then you know it how you looking right. Put me on the jug and I guess I be a crook tonight. I be taking chances like I'm gambling and shook them dice. I be who you hating, but that nigga that them bitches like. I'm not only talking, but you know I'm money getting right. People, yeah, they used to you, cause you that flexing nigga type. Acting with you not, you must do it for your damn health. You ain't got no guap, you can't even beat the damn self.
Let go get that money, let go get that fetty, let go get that guap. I don't think they ready. Make money, money, make money, money, money. Take money, money, take money, money, money. Okay, now let go get that loot, let go get that moolah, let go get that shit. Get what happened next. Make money, money, make money, money, money. Take money, money, take money, money, money.
Original, your dirty ass Air Maxes. bitches need to let me claim you on my taxes. They throw money all up in the air, you know it's going digital. And I just can't believe it, I feel like Wanda for real now. We getting money now, but I ain't giggling. I'm making it rain, y'all hoes over, they dribbling.
World, we in the building, you know what I'm saying? That was the Super Bitch series I just played. Shouts out to Song Beautiful, shouts out to Count Loyalty, shouts out to Dirty K, shouts out to all those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. You see, they got those songs about that paper, right? But what if money didn't matter? I mean, just really, just imagine what kind of world it would really be if money was not a factor. I got a professor in the building who's gonna give us some, that's gonna shed some light on what if money didn't matter.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you could eventually become a master of it. The only way to become a master of something is to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others in. But it's absolutely stupid. Spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like and doing things you don't like, and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children, educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question, what do I desire?
What do you desire? You know what I'm saying? If money didn't exist, that's why I say follow your heart. You know what I'm saying? Follow your heart. Don't chase after the money. Because sometimes, you know, you might think you want to do something, but then when you get into it, it's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying? You find out that, man, this shit really some motherfucking work. You know what I mean? It ain't all glitz and glamour. It ain't all lights, cameras in action. You know what I'm saying? It's actually some motherfucking work that's involved. So if you ain't got no love for it, then, you know, don't waste your time. Do some shit that you do for free. You know what I mean? If you're going to do some shit, do something that you know what I mean, you're doing for nothing. You don't need to be paid for it. But if you get paid, then, hey, that's more to the better.
Well, did you just hear what he said? He said that if you do something that you like, your passion for it is going to eventually make you turn it around and yield a revenue.
Exactly.
He said that somebody's interested in everything. So if you found an interest in it, then somebody else has found an interest in it as well. That's why it's millions of people that love High Talk Radio.
Exactly. It's a whole bunch. Because it's a big circle. You know what I mean? So that's what I say, stay down, man. Stay down with what you believe in. Stay down with what your passion is. You know what I'm saying? Because one day it might not be no money. Money might not exist in like 2 days. What if the world really do end in 12/21? What if the world really do end? What the fuck you going to be doing? You know what I'm saying? Have you wasted your life doing, working for the man and paying bills? Or did you get to follow your passion and follow your heart and get to see your dreams come true? I mean, what's really, you know what I'm saying, on your mind right now? That's what's up. That's what we want
to
know.
Those of you on the switch for, and if you desire to speak, please press the number one, and that we will bring you in.
That's what's up. But other than that, y'all already know what to do. It's High Talk Radio. 9178.
We need to stop drinking and smoking before we go on air.
What if we didn't?
What if we spent our lives sober?
Exactly. what if, you know what I mean?
Hey, what if me and you were supposed to be together?
What if that was a motherfucking lie?
What if you was the one I was supposed to be with?
Well, and then, hey, just
my girl is fine, just bought a house, got a job, a real good man. I told her I was glad for you, that's wonderful, but does she ever ask about me? She said she's happy with her life right now, let her go, let her be. And I told myself I would, but something in my heart just would not let you go. I just wanna know, what if we were wrong about each other? What if you were really made for me? What if we were supposed to be together? Would that not mean anything? What if that was supposed to be my house that you go home to every day? How can you be sure that things are better? Me if there was someone special in my life that I was seeing. I told her there was no one in particular. There's just I, myself, and me. I told her that I dream of you quite often. She just cut her eyes at me. She said you got a home, you're very happy. So just stop your meddling. I told her that.
Was that not? With the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say I ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather, I just need to stack some cheddar. But till then, hey listen dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living. Soon, damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there. When there wasn't nowhere else to go,
hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch,
let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch,
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch,
waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong, in my apartment. We starting to irritate each other, beefing over draw shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the stores with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch,
let me sleep out on the couch for right now.
I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now.
I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog, money tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy couch,
let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch,
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, well, have you ever, you know, had to, you know, go without? What if you didn't have the luxuries that you have? You know what I'm saying? What if you didn't have that car? What if you had to walk everywhere you had to go? You know what I'm saying? A lot of luxuries we take for granted. You know what I mean? What if you had to go to a well and fetch your water? Yeah.
You want to use the word fetch?
Yeah, you had to go fetch your water.
Who told you to use the word fetch?
I'm just saying. That's
why you couldn't just say go get? You said my fetch.
But back in the day, that's what you had to go do.
It's not
you had to go fetch water, goddammit. Back in the day, that's what you had to do. You had to go get some water, you had to go fetch some water, goddammit. Shit. But I'm just saying, what if we, you know, didn't have them luxuries that we have? What if? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what if I had to go out and chop a chicken head off and cook it?
Yeah, I may still do that today.
I know, but I really hope I don't never have to do that, because just the thought of, you know, because I become friends with a chicken. You know what I'm saying? I would find it real hard to chop my friend's head off.
I wouldn't have no problem with it, 'cause I'd be hungry than a motherfucker. So.
Well, you go fetch the chicken and kill him, and then I'll cook it. That's the teamwork we'll have.
Yeah, either way it goes, that motherfucker gonna get ate. Shit. I mean, but what if? You know what I mean?
Like, what if I'd have had my gun with me tonight at the grocery store?
It still would have been that, and you ain't gonna shoot nobody.
You're lying, because I,
you
know,
killer?
Yes, I am. I would, you know, see, I don't really think clearly when I'm in, I'm act up into a corner. So, you know, where I know some of y'all are following me on Facebook, and y'all know that I had made mention of a situation that happened to me at the grocery store. Now, all of y'all know that I pretty much ride around in a wrapped vehicle with hot car radio all over it and my face all over it, you know. But, however, I do still live a normal life. As of, you know, right now, I still like to get my own grocery because I don't need anybody preparing my food and poisoning it trying to take me out. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I choose to still do things. So, I'm going to fetch my own food.
Go fetch. Witch.
Oh, I'm a witch. So, upon my arrival, you know, my return to my vehicle, and I did something kind of different this time because I usually put the groceries in the car on the side that's facing, you know, me, you know, the direction I'm walking in. But, however, I decided to go around the car to the other side and put them on the passenger side, which really made the situation a little bit better because I was able to see the individual head on when he jumped out and, you know, approached me. If he had approached me with my back to me, I probably would have had a heart attack because I probably would have just immediately turned around and start attack, you know, fighting because I wouldn't have known what the hell your intentions were. So he walked up to me and, you know, started, you know, asking my name and stuff, and I was just like looking him up and down like, what you mean, what's my name? You know, you don't walk up to somebody in the dark, blocking their path, asking them what their name is. So I yelled out a fake name. So then he commenced asking me to give him my phone number, and I was like, no. So he wouldn't let me by. He kept, you know, getting in front of me, stopping me from, you know, blocking my path. So I looked him up and down real quick to make sure he didn't have no gun or knife at me because, you know, at that time I was getting ready to, you know, just start fighting him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, finally I shoved my way past him and, you know, got in my vehicle real fast and locked the door, you know, and made sure he wasn't following me. But if I'd have had, what if I'd have had a gun tonight? I probably would have shot him because I was feeling threatened.
So what if niggas was afraid of women?
Well, we will be.
Yeah, what if, like, women would just walk around snatching niggas' wallets and shit.
I got some friends that did that.
I believe you. You got some ass brawls on the team. After them brawlers got those super bitches out.
Oh, no. Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying.
Watch your mouth.
You got some big security super bitches on the team.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, but yeah, that's real though. What if bitches was just walking around raping niggas and slapping them up, and, you know what I'm saying? When they get a domestic abuse call, it's always a nigga calling the shit. You know what I'm saying? So this that went crazy and slapping. Talking about I ain't cook.
Oh, you reminiscing.
Talking about I ain't took out the trash.
You reminiscing.
I ain't reminiscing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. This is like a personal experience.
Nah, I'm just saying, what if? You know, shit like that can happen. What if roles reversed? You know what I mean? What if the roles were reversed? Like I said, what if men can't have babies, like you said? What if?
It would be though, baby. Y'all can't even survive off a fucking common cold. Imagine one contraction coming through. Y'all bitches is dying.
Well, I'm just so, I don't want to think about no nigga having no baby. That shit don't even sound right. So we only going to do that one.
Yeah,
we're going to
talk about it.
Scratch that.
No,
we're going to
talk about it.
We're
going to
talk about that.
Yeah. What if y'all was the baby mama?
Well, yeah, we were getting child support. That's what's up. Oh, you think that's even funny, huh?
No, kya, my ass.
But yeah, it's going down, y'all. Hot Top Radio. It's official. Call in 917-889-8677. Press the one to chime in, man. Fuck with us. Y'all know Hump Day in the Hood. All the way indie, man. This is what we do.
It's Indie Wednesday on Hot Talk Radio. That's that shit I don't like.
Tune in and turn up, man. It's your boy Willie Styles, a.k.a. Sir Louis, your royal flyness. Shout out to Chief Keef and the whole shot. Just gonna take some time out and, you know, talk about the shit I don't like. You dig? Let's go.
A broke beard, that's that shit I don't like. A crazy beard, that's that shit I don't like. A dumb beard, that's that shit I don't like. A bum beard, that's that shit I don't like. No, I don't like. No, man, I don't like.
Willie Styles.
All these crazy ass hoes.
I don't like all these, broke.
A dumb beard,
crazy, dumb bum bitches. Man, pay attention. Look, now I don't mean no disrespect, but these girls be tripping. Fuck these mediocre hoes, frontin' like they bad bitches. When they ain't shit and ain't got shit, make me get on some pop shit. You wonder why they call you a bitch, cause you got your hair done, but you didn't feed your kids. And you always drinking, you always high. You only live once, so you never think twice. Dealing with a bitch like you, that's that shit I don't like, so I don't try. Yo, kind, when I see you, I walk by. And in my mind, all I'm thinking, that's that shit I don't like.
No, a broke beard, that's that shit I don't like. A crazy beard, that's that shit I don't like. A dumb beard, that's that shit I don't like. A bum beard, that's that shit I don't like. No, I don't like. No, man, I don't like. All these crazy ass hoes, man, I don't like. A dumb beard, that's that shit I don't like. A bum beard, that shit I don't like. I got this here, I got this here, I got this here, I got this here.
I like it. I got this shit on. Chip is on that. Drop the top on it, now let's shout and live and laugh. Next flight to Paris, don't forget to shift the bag. Get the mama flashy and I must admit I gotta have it. I'm posting all the diamonds, all the jewelry full of carry. She ain't scared to share it, that's why she in my closet. Both fitted, both SS, you niggas can't stand it. True religion, brand is on the pants and that's what she wearing. And when she hit the scene, she got everybody
figured. Make the move. Everything F 2011 keep moving. Old school classic bitch telling out a match. Drop top on it. I got star status. You need to see me when I come through. I stay fixed up like I supposed to. I'm an astronaut in Pluto. I don't know what the fuck they told you. I got racks on top of real estate. The A Town streets are preppy. Crazy girls like you girls. Now that's what I call a double D. Kids, but I ain't Damon Wayans when I stop precipitating. Now her boyfriend hates. He see my brown sugar coupe. No, no, she's not lazy. Chop, chop, it, Ralph Lauren. That bad bitch, she boring. Her name Lauren, and she do me in them round. His girls in they bikinis. They ain't swimming, they just making dinner. Next piece got my heart so cold. It's summer, but I'm stuck in winter. Flying down Memorial. Drop, look like an Oreo. It's Gigi's paradise. You see this ice look like an Indian.
Oh, off, you think she's shaking it fast. Hit some more, tear it down, don't worry about no pants. Designer clothes, what she wear to make some haters get mad. See that girl got jealous, she got big, big banks. The fly is rich as when she puts her mama through your thing.
I just want y'all to know DJ Hell Now is in the building. Hell Now, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I'm making this shit work. What if this nigga wasn't sitting here asleep?
Well, nigga, you know, do some shit like that.
They keep telling your voice you sitting there asleep on the damn job.
Huh? Huh?
Say some shit.
What if I was?
Yeah, only I'm like talking about your motherfuckers fall asleep while they working. You know what I'm saying? Like they on some old fuck the world type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the new millennium. 2011, you heard me?
rock solid music at its finest. Keep rocking this bitch. No, yeah, I still be on that fuck world shit, nigga. Going in on y'all niggas like this.
Yeah. Resurrected right up out of the ass, kicking the enemy doors like where the bread at. Still in the game, I keep on coming like I'm taking and racing the competition. They tripping like he ain't dead yet. I'm on my mom, it's a Pachetta in. I'm a Southside veteran, a nigga that you would never be better than. Take a whiff of the medicine and get on the mic and market to death, cause I am better than I ever been. Still walking for better power and riches, and not to mention making my riches low like a damn river. A damn nigga run at me, the fingers take on the hand, trigger the puppet off, no love for now, nigga. Ready for war like I was in Arabia. My right hand man, I put a knife in your trachea. To say to you, living the last day, 2011 is crazy, y'all. Come and get it, anybody who want it, I'm doing damage to my opponent with G4 and firearms. Southside, it's a click and I'm repping, I'm game tight. Niggas couldn't see me if they had Viacom. So anybody testing my gangster, better invest in a shame, cause I'm a gangster, guard popper. Southside, Don Jot, I'm a chopper, go blogger, knock it, you fucking work, and somebody get the mad doctor. I do it for the cake, I made a lot of money, got even more to make. Flipping for the cake, fucking with niggas who slipping chickens and whipping and something foreign every day. True to the game, I'ma suck it out through and through. But every now and then when I wake, I just wanna say fuck.
Bottom line. So what if? Let's be glad we do.
let's be glad that some things do exist. Because a world without, what if it didn't exist, wouldn't be such a good world to live in. Now, I do want to say, on the what if comments, everything is written. Everything has a purpose, a place, a time. So even though we may not agree and may think it was awful, in the end, it's God, you know, work out to God's plan. On that note, catch us for tomorrow for us, Therapy Thursday, and I will make sure that Trapper John does not get a hold to any of his happy juice before it's time to, you know what I'm saying?
Man, whatever.
Whatever. Y'all in. How you going to be in the studio on the mic slobbing all over?
Nope.
That didn't sound right. What if he didn't have his alcohol?
Ha! Talk radio.
It's just in. DJ Trapper John has been allegedly seen in the Atlanta area. He has been sighted hanging with the notorious group alias Hot Talk Radio. Some of the members are Lady Libra, a.k.a. Queen Super Bitch, DJ Swerve G, a.k.a. Dr. TD, Big Baby, a.k.a. DJ Yeah Ho, and someone by the name of DJ Pimpin' Sweet, a.k.a. Yeah Yeah. Please give us a call if you see any of these members. 800, stand the fuck down, ho.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond.
Yeah, she got DJ Trapper John. Hot Talk Radio, let's go.
Wednesday, hump day in the hood. Take it to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday. Yeah. Hump day in the hood. Take me to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday. Hump day in the hood. Take me to the trap.
Respect this precious pussy.
DJ Trapper John, take you to the hood. Lady Libra, take you to the hood. It's the cut.
DJ Swerve G.
Hot Talk Radio.
DJ Swerve G.
We in the cut. Hot Talk Radio.
You wanna respect this?
Hey, Lady Libra, what's up, girl? It's my boy Big Bang checking in. Trapper John. Lady Libra, hell.
You wanna respect this precious
pussy? Pivot Sweet. DJ Swerve G, Diamond, your ghetto super bitch, and your boy, DJ, yeah, ho. It's Hot Talk Radio.
You
DJ Trapper John, it's Hump Day in the hood. It's Hump Day in the hood. Hot Talk Radio, it's Hump Day in the hood. We in the trap.
You know it.
We in the cut.
You gonna respect this person.
We in the trap.
DJ Swerve G.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond.
Yeah, she got to get y'all the time. Hot Talk Radio, let's go.
Yo.
I ain't doing it. Not this year. I did it.
Yo.